With the rather sophisticated statistical methods, we have also been trying to look into the future. So if we look at the 20-year crude probability of death as a result of excess Hodgkin lymphoma deaths and other causes, for example, for males in Sweden at the age diagnosed at the age of 60 years, a very high proportion died from Hodgkin lymphoma or its complications in 1973. But it has sort of drastically decreased. So patients diagnosed in 2003, they have a very low probability of excess deaths up to the year 2023. At the same time, death rates from other causes is of course increasing with time, and there will still be some excess Hodgkin lymphoma or Hodgkin lymphoma treatment related deaths even coming decades. We have also looked at the observed and extrapolated excess death in cardiovascular disorders, and what we can see is that this type or cause of death will decrease in patients diagnosed in the year 2000, much less in comparison to previous calendar periods. So if we look upon the possibilities to improve outcome for coming decades, there are a number of aspects, and some of them have already been started. So a continuous follow-up of patients treated with, let's say, old treatment is very important. And there are national programs in Holland, Sweden, and many other countries for patients given extended radiotherapy and also MOP chemotherapy. And PET-CT is a very valuable tool for staging and restaging Hodgkin lymphoma, but we also need to better define the predictive role of interim PET-CT investigations. We can also explore the possibility to identify patients not responding, for instance, to ABVD chemotherapy by biological studies, like circulating biomarkers, gene expression, profiling, tumor infiltrate, etc. And of course, to identify the optimal use of brentuximab vedotin, which has shown fantastic response rate in refractory Hodgkin lymphoma patients. Proton therapy is a new way to give radiation, which could really reduce the amount of radiation given to healthy tissue surrounding the tumor. Collaboration between study groups, we need more and more patients, so that's another important issue. And of course, to explore and develop new drugs, targeted therapy, less toxic treatment.